For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. When you think of urban blight, maybe litter or graffiti come to mind, but the major cause of blight is abandonment, buildings left to decay. There are more than 9,000 vacant single-family properties in Memphis. Apartment complexes are a bigger and, in many ways, more complicated issue. The University of Memphis's law school even started a clinic for young lawyers. They're learning how to take on property owners who have left the city of Memphis with very expensive problems. With me today is Daniel Schaffson, a law professor and the co-director of Neighborhood Preservation Clinic. He's brought a recent law graduate, Jordan Emily, who recently took on one of these complex cases. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Daniel, let me start by asking, why is it so difficult for the city to demolish or take over buildings that are clearly abandoned and falling apart?
Well, property is a protected right, by and large, the right to have properties, and you own a property. The city doesn't own any of these structures. We file lawsuits asserting that the owners of the properties that we have concerns about are neglecting their obligations as owners and need to be held accountable under the law.
Jordan Emily, as a law student, you were assigned to be the lead on one of these cases, an apartment complex called Atlantic Oaks. What kind of state was it in?
It's 37 duplexes that were all on the verge of falling down. They're falling into disrepair, but you could see graffiti all over them. There were tires being dumped, and you could see they'd had entry forced in. The local neighbors had actually complained of local gang activity and even gang violence in the area since the apartment had been abandoned in about 2013 for the most part.
So ideally, the city just wants these property owners to pay the fines and the back taxes and then fix up their buildings. Why is it so hard to get them to do that?
Well, in this case in particular, the issue was that it was owned by a LLC, and the LLC had one member who was a gentleman out in California. He would not respond to any attempts to contact from the court or us. After he failed to appear probably three or four times, got permission from the court to explore other options. So we examined the possibility of criminal contempt sanctions from the court, and the owner finally did contact us, but never expressed any interest in appearing in court, and in fact told us that he would never set foot in Tennessee.
You also got some of the community involved in this case.
Yes, the Neighborhood Association, obviously they're very upset with the condition of the property and the activity that was occurring there, but they were very passionate about this, and they were in court almost every time we were on this case.
Ultimately, what was the outcome of the case?
All of the duplexes, or all the 37 duplexes, were ordered to be demolished by the court, and he was fined over $300,000 based on continuing violations of court orders, and he's responsible for the cost of the demolition.
And I understand if that owner comes to the state of Tennessee, he could go to jail.
Right. He is about 15 days in jail if he ever steps foot in Tennessee.
But there's no way somebody could go kidnap him and bring him here to
right.
stand trial. I'm sure there are a lot of people in Memphis who would love to do that. Back to Daniel Schaffson. Was this case unusual or fairly indicative of what the city has to go through to just get rid of one abandoned apartment complex?
We have lots of cases like that. In fact, the clinic right now has more than 800 cases on file representing the city of Memphis involving owners of all different sorts of blighted properties vacant and abandoned in Memphis.
Daniel Schaffson is a University of Memphis law professor. His student Jordan Emily recently won an award for his advocacy on this case, just one of many cases being dealt with as the city of Memphis continues its massive push to reduce blight. Daniel and Jordan, thanks for shedding some light on this.
Thank you.
Thank you.